Hello?
Hey, Brandon. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Made it through the day and still energy to spare, so that's a good thing.
Good.
All right. So shall we go ahead and get you set up for Google Guaranteed in that map section?
Yes, we should.
All right. Good. I am excited for you. I think this is going to bring you some new business. What's that?
Okay. I said I'm pretty excited myself. This is nice.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. So I need to gather some info from you. Get the right screen back up here. It was there once and then it disappeared. There we go. Okay. And I've only got like 5 of them we need to go through. Just kidding. Actually, it probably is about that many, but okay. Brandon, what is your last name, please?
R-U-S-S-E-L-L Russell. I said that backwards.
R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Two L's?
Yes.
Perfect. And then I don't need your digits just yet, but on the credit card that you're going to use today, does your middle initial appear?
Give me 1 second, please.
No problem. Okay. I know. I can never remember myself. I always have to dig it out and look.
Yes, it does.
And what is that initial, please?
D.
Yeah, all right.
As in dog.
And awesome. And what is your email address?
My email address is, we'll use appliance done right, 20 at gmail.com.
Good one. I love it. So many people make these super complicated ones that, you know, if you're trying to rattle it off to a client, they'd be like, wait, what?
What?
Exactly. So you got a good one. You made a good one, I should say. All right. And I'm going to send you 3 emails. Really, they're just informational for now. The first one is on the dashboard and analytics. That's the area on our system where you can log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us, get into your website and make changes yourself if you would like to. So that's info on that. And then the second one, come back here. There we go. The second one is going to be your local map programming. I want you to have the exact price and package that you're getting so that that's there for your files. I need to just adjust that. I need to adjust it down with your discounts in there. There we go. Okay, so that's the first one. So the first one is what we call the local map programming. And then I'm going to send a third one. And that one is going to be more information on the Google Guaranteed. Ah, there he is. And then if you just let me know if those make it through to you, they might go into your spam too.
I see Gail popping up.
Beautiful. I love it when that happens. All right. And then there comes the Google Guaranteed email. So you should have 3 of them there. And then whatever you would like to do with them from there. All right. And then I've got to do a couple fill-ins on my end here.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get started here.
Okay, and then we've got that. You know what I'm going to do? I need to do 2 sets of notes here. You'll actually deal with different team members for the Google Guaranteed and for the map programming. So you'll work with 2 different technicians. So I'm going to kind of duplicate some of this across. So under services, for the service category, of course, for Google Guaranteed, you're under appliance repair. But for the map programming, we can kind of break that out and do more keywords. So if there are services that you offer within the category of appliance repair, we can kind of spell those out and use them as keywords.
Okay.
So let's see here. We do, appliance repair. We could do, we could break out each of the appliances that are typically found in a home. I guess stop me if I name any off that are wrong. Dishwasher.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Garbage disposal.
Yes.
Perfect. Refrigerator.
Yep, yep. Check and check.
Awesome. Stove, oven, built-in microwave.
Built-in microwave.
Okay.
Range. I don't know.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Washer, dryer.
Oh, yes.
What else? That is, did we say dishwasher? You did.
Yep, we did.
Washer, dryer. That's it.
Okay, awesome. And any other services that we should list in there? For example, do you do, I don't know how often it happens, you would know, but like recharging the Freon in a refrigerator, or do they not even have Freon anymore?
We do that as well.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to list that too. Get the word repair on there. There we go. Freon recharging, is that how we would say that?
That is, sounds good.
Okay.
I just tell them, oh, it's low Freon. I can fill that up for you.
Okay, awesome. Let's see. Do you do outdoor grills or...
No grills.
No grills, okay. People kind of, I guess, just wear them out. I know ours rusts out from use before any of the other stuff goes wrong, right?
Of course.
Okay. So I'm going to read these back, and then you let me know if you think of any others or if I missed any. So I've got appliance repair, and I'll skip the word repair. It's on every one of them. Dishwasher, garbage disposal, refrigerator, stove, oven, built-in microwave, range, and I forgot repair on that one, washer, dryer, Freon recharging, and I just thought of another one that people might search by, cooktop repair. I mean, it's...
Cooktop.
There you go. Yeah. Are they a bear to work on?
They are a hassle. But yeah, we do those too.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay. Any other services you can think of?
That is it for now. I can always add more later. Is that possible?
Yep. You absolutely can. So, yeah, definitely. If you add services at any point or if you subtract services, too, let us know because we can pull them back out. But for sure, if you add other things, let us know. We'll get it into your programming. All right. And I'm doing some little check boxes on my end here, too. All right. Let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So this is it's a call with your technician, and it's the kickoff call, basically. So soon as that call is done, we roll up our sleeves and get to work. Excuse me for just 1 second. I have to sneeze.
Yep.
Oh, sorry about that. It was a double sneeze. didn't want you to hear that in your ear. That would be gross. Okay, back to, onboarding call. Yes. So, it's a call with your technician, and they'll do quality control, making sure I took all of your information in correctly, and talk about what you want in your website, what you don't, things like that. So we block out an hour for the call, but it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And let's see what we've got. So, see what tomorrow looks like. Okay. It's a little dicey, but, so we've got a 10 o'clock, noon, 1, 2, 4, 5, or 6. That's most of the day, I guess. It isn't as dicey as I thought.
Okay.
Does one of those work?
Yeah, okay, I apologize. Say one more time. I was so focused on with locals.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm listening. I was not listening.
No worries. No worries. So almost every hour on the hour, starting at 10 a.m. and going through, make sure the 6 o'clock is, yes. So anytime 10 through 6, almost.
Okay. So 10 works.
10 o'clock, perfect. And that's our first thing in the morning. Let me grab that appointment for you. Gosh, tomorrow's Thursday already. I know, I don't know where the rest of the week went. It just vanished. All right, let me grab, there we go. Needs to grab that appointment, and I'll build that, and then I'll send you another email. Please excuse my dog. Believe it or not, I picked the quiet one out of the litter. He is the most talkative dog we have ever owned out of seven dogs.
Wow, which, seven.
Yeah, seven dogs. And not currently. This is over the years. But, yeah, out of all of them, he has the most to say. All right, let me fix that. So I'm also skimming through and checking for errors on my end, too.
Okay.
And you know what? I oopsed and I backspaced your email address. It was appliancedoneright20. Is that right?
Yes, appliancedoneright20.
All right. Can't believe I remembered it.
It's easy. That's what I was hoping for.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The only part in question was the 20.
Right.
Is that for the year 2020, or is that for race car driver? I don't know who's in number 20 right now anymore. I haven't NASCARed in a while.
It says me and my business partner. We started this business together, and we're both in our 20s.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Very cool. All right. There we go. Get that right. Save it this time so I don't wipe it out. There it is. Brandon, I'm sorry, your middle initial again. Oh, D, there it
D
is.
D as in dog.
Thank you. There we go. Now it worked. It must be getting to the end of the day. Maybe I don't have as much energy left as I thought I had. Just kidding. All right, let me double check that. Okay, that looks good. So I've got another email on the way to you. This one, the title or subject line is Local Splash CIE, and that's your calendar appointment. And when that one gets there, if you could open it up and there's a yes, no, maybe option. If you'd hit the yes, that would be.
I see a add to calendar. Oh, yes, no, maybe. Okay. And if I hit the yes?
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. And then I'll make sure it updates over here. No, not quite.
Hitting me with the loading.
Ah.
Looks like it cannot be
used. Yeah. Oh, well, that's weird.
It's an error.
That's really strange. It came through, though. I got the update on this end. So.
Okay.
That's good. I don't know what happened, though. That's kind of
strange. I don't either.
And Brandon, are you guys using Facebook? Or I should say, do you have a Facebook business page?
We do not have a Facebook business page. Something else we have to work on.
No problem. And then website needed, yes. And then you don't have a domain name purchased yet, do you?
A domain name purchase.
Yeah. It's not something most people do right away unless, gosh, I don't know. I don't even know what prompt, I guess when you decide to put up a website. So what I'm going to do,
have a website. I don't know if that counts for anything.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Well, let me go find that. I can't believe I missed that. Or maybe I knew it and I just didn't jot that down. There we go. And Raleigh. There you are.
Hey, Kel,
done right.
I have a call coming in. Give me one moment.
No problem. I can hold.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey. No.
Hi, Gail.
Yes, sir.
I apologize. That was
no worries. No, that's okay. I wouldn't want to keep you from paying work. And
yeah.
It actually gave me a chance to kind of get a little ahead on some of my fill-ins. Let's see. So, I'll catch you up. I blew up your phone like an old girlfriend. you've got, I believe you've got 4 text messages from me, or might be 3. Yep. Okay, so I'll just run through them. So the first one I sent over is my contact info, which of course you already have, but now you have it again.
Okay.
I'm the lead on your account, and I will remain as such, even though you'll deal with my teammates more than you will with me. But know that I am always here. If you ever have unresolved questions or problems, need help with anything, let me know. If it's something I can resolve myself, I will. If not, I will get you to who can. And then the next one I sent over is customer service. That's where you'll reach your technicians. And
okay.
Then what did I send next? I think next is a link to the call tracking. And it's an informational page. It'll tell you more how the call tracking works. So that it's the tool we install on your website so that we can track how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed from so that you can see it in your dashboard. So that's an info link on that. And I think, okay, so it was just three of them. All right. And then, let's see, question for you. I've got an optional item, no additional charge for it. It's our Splash app. It's at the tail end of beta testing, so if you're interested in it, I'll have you fill out an application. It's because it's still with the programmers and not over to customer service yet, because it's in beta, they're just asking everybody to fill out an app so that they've got all of your contact info over in programming.
Okay.
So the Splash app is, it's an app that installs on your existing cell phone, so you don't need to get another one. And the app has its own unique telephone number, so it'll be local to you. And what you can use it for, if you'd like, you can use it as your business line and keep your business and personal separate on the same phone. But you also get unlimited numbers. So if you've got employees or for your partner and you want them to have a number on the system, we can set those up as well. They would have the same app, be able to send and receive through there. You also can forward messages back and forth. The calls on there are also recorded and logged. So let's say you've got your hands full of a cooktop. We'll just use cooktops since they were, it sounded like they were a pain. But you get a call for something else. You can keep talking with them, get their address, everything you need from them, and still keep working, or maybe you got your hands full of grease. Anyway, then you don't have to write it all down. You can go back later and listen to the call and pick out all the things you need to. So you can kind of carry on without missing a beat. And any employees that you bring on or have currently can also have numbers on the system. And that way, I mean, my thinking with that is, you hire Joe Dirt employee and you don't want your customers to have his cell phone number.
Right.
Directly. You don't want him poaching them later. So you have him make and receive calls through the app. And if you ever have to get rid of Joe, you just call us and let us know, and we take him off the system immediately. So that would cut off any access he had to any of your customers that way.
Right.
Is that something you want?
That is something I would like to have, yes.
Awesome. I thought so. It's a cool gadget. It really is. They did a great job setting it up.
That's pretty awesome.
Awesome. And so I'm going to send you, I'll text you this one again, or also I should say, this is a link to the application. And you can do that whenever you have a couple minutes.
Okay.
See, go through my checklist here. Aha. What would you like to show for hours of operation?
Hours of operation, 8 to 8.
8 to 8. And then Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
All right. And did you want me to list anything like 24/7 emergency or anything like that? Or do you not usually get those?
I usually don't even get those.
Well, yeah, I guess with an appliance, I guess I can't imagine what the emergency would be. I mean, if their dishwasher was flooding all over.
Probably flooding the whole house, but I mean, set up a water.
Right.
But.
Okay. All right. Monday through Friday. And then, again, no extra charge for it. would you like payment integration on your website? So the ability to take PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, I think there are about 8 of them that we support.
Yes, that'd be great.
All right. Okay, and then let me pop back over here again. I'm kind of skipping around. I was working ahead while you were on the phone with your client.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Company name. Better verify that. So I've got Done Right Appliance Repair. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
LLC.
All right. But do you not want the LLC shown on your... You don't have to. It's entirely up to you.
Can I change it later?
You sure can. You sure can.
Okay, so we're just going to leave the LLC off there for now. And
you got
if you really need it.
Yeah, you probably won't. Most people don't even look at it. And they don't think anything of it if it's not there. So, no worries. And then, are you still at 2808 Providence Road in Raleigh?
Yes.
27610.
That's correct.
Perfect. And is that a home address?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a note for your Google Business profile that we not publish the actual street address. So
okay.
You'll still be a pin in the map, and you'll still be in the same area, same neighborhood, but not so close that somebody could look you up and drive to your house.
Yeah, let's not.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, right. Stranger danger. Oh, that's too funny. I haven't heard that in a long time. That is awesome. Okay, let me text you here. I've got to do another skim through, make sure I caught everything, and make sure I don't have any typos. Dreaded typos. I hate them. Okay, we're looking good so far. So let's go ahead and set up. We've set up a security question and answer system. Reason is there are a lot of fakes out there.
People who,
And also when we list you out to the directories, I know Yelp for sure is notorious. They'll call you and offer you a subscription. I don't know how much it is or what it's exactly for. But they may also tell you that you need the subscription for your website. A couple things for you to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you get calls for more money, it's not us. But as far as whatever Yelp or MapQuest offers might be, you're free to accept or decline as you see fit, whatever works for you and your business. But just know that no matter what they tell you, it won't have any bearing on the work we're doing either way. So we actually go through and get you listed out to all the popular directories, well, even some of the ones you don't hear very often. It's up to about 60, I believe, that we submit you to. And usually it costs a bunch of money. You don't get charged for it. We're doing all of the listings that won't cost anything. If it won't have any bearing either way, you're free to do what you want. It's a lot to explain. What I would do, honestly, if somebody calls and you even think it might be us or says it's us, if I call tomorrow and say it's Gail at Local Splash, I would ask me the challenge question. We're not going to be offended. So, yeah, it won't ruffle our feathers at all if you ask. And the only feathers it's going to ruffle are the ones who probably want to take advantage of you, and they'll just click the phone because they won't have the answer. So we've got three options: mother's maiden, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which one would you like?
first pet's name.
All right. And what is that pet's name?
Bear.
Bear, B-E-A-R.
B-E-A-R. Bear.
That's easy. Nice. Must have been a dog.
Oh, yeah. Big old, what was he? Big old dog. One of those huge dogs. Can't remember what it was.
Not a Great Dane. A Great Dane. Like a Mastiff?
Mastiff. That's thank you.
Those are neat dogs.
Yeah.
Very cool. My daughter's a dog trainer, so we get exposure and knowledge about all kinds of breeds. It's actually kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
Okay. So, Google guaranteed. I've got a checklist for each, so I'm going through two checklists and kind of copying and pasting where I can. Okay, and then we talked about background checks for any face-to-face employees, right?
Right.
Yep, all right. And then I do not want the digits, but do you have a Social Security number?
I think I do.
I'm pretty sure you do. If you were military, you got a social.
Right. I have one of those numbers memorized.
Yeah, you got more numbers than just social, for sure.
Right.
And then do you have a driver's license, identity card, or passport of some kind?
Driver's license and passport.
Perfect. And passport. Let's see. Is the client aware that the background check identity... Oh, so... When Google does the background check, it won't come from Google. It's going to come from one of two agencies. And it's either... Pinkerton is the name of one company. And the other one is Evident ID. Just so you know, it'll probably come by either email or phone. But yeah, it'll come from one of those. So it won't come from Google or Local Splash. And then do you have a business license?
A business license.
If it's not required, like, home inspectors sometimes are required to have licenses to the state. I don't think you need to as appliance repair, do you?
No.
Okay. I'm going to put not applicable. And you have a certificate of insurance, right? Liability.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, something I didn't mention before. So you'll need to get 5 Google reviews, and they'll need to be new ones. So if you've already got reviews out there, obviously that's great. Well, you probably don't because you don't have a Google business profile. That's all right. So you can, I believe you can tap past clients and ask them to leave you a review if they haven't already. So what they're looking for is 5 5-star reviews, and it's one of the requirements for your application to complete. They'll get you more details on that too when you do your onboarding call. Okay, let's see. Make sure we get everything here. And then I'm going to email you the application for Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
And that one, the sooner you can fill it out, the better. And I'll even label it here for you since you've got so many text messages. There we go. Okay, so the text is on the way, and then I'm going to pop over to another screen, and I'll send that to you by email, too. There we go. And I'm just going to drop that in there. I won't do the hellos and the, all that. There we go. And then the email is on the way too. Alright, let's see. Make sure we're getting it all here.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that all looks good. One more double check. Well, okay, so it's a triple check. Okay, we got that one. Good thing I checked. I missed one. It was a checkbox, but... Okay, great. I think we are ready for billing. Let me pop over to that screen.
Okay,
and then, so on the card, I've got Brandon D. Russell. Does the company name appear also, Brandon, or just your name?
I'm sorry?
Does the company name appear on that card also, or just yours?
Just my name.
Okay. And then your cell phone ending in 0263, is that the number attached to that card?
Yes.
Perfect. And then 2808 Providence Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610, Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
This is a Visa, and if you're asking for the billing address, it is not the 2808.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so the billing address is 114 Winter Red Way.
Winter Red, is that all one word?
No, they're all separate. So Winter Red Way.
Got it, okay. And is that also Raleigh?
This is in Benson. B-N-S-O-N. Benson, North Carolina.
All right. And
7504.
Okay. All right, and then you said Visa. I'm ready for those digits when you are, and just for security, I won't read it back as you say it, so if you could just do it in four-digit blocks, I can keep up.
Okay, 4327.
Okay.
3901.
Got it.
0678.
Okay.
1530.
Perfect. And then the expiration, please.
925.
Okay. And then the three-digit security code, please.
958.
All right. There we are. So I have to send these through as two separate charges. So the first one I'm going to send through is the Google Guaranteed. And just for ease of billing, we waived the setup fee. You were supposed to have two setup fees, one for Google Guaranteed and one for the local programming. We waived one of them since you were doing both. So just for ease of billing, I moved the setup fee over to the local billing. So that way it's just easier. First one I'm sending to is the $250. That's for the application fee that goes to Google.
Okay.
It's thinking. And then it's going to kick off some emails to you too. I think you'll actually get four emails total. Okay, that first one is through. And then the second one is for your local map programming. So that's for $149 and for your first month, and then the one-time $99 setup fee. So okay. Total of $248 on the second one.
Okay.
And there it went. So you should have probably four emails in your inbox. We just need one of the ones that says local / initial invoice for the subject.
Okay, so...
And what I'll... No problem. And what I'll do, I have to read that one to you anyway, so I'm going to walk you through the clicks real quick, and then we'll come back and I'll read it to you. saves a little bit of time.
Okay. So I'm looking at the subscription terms.
Yeah, so the click to accept button. And then all the way on the bottom is a checkbox, and then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears, capital letters, middle initial.
Okay.
And then if we did it right, it should take you to a login screen.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's going to be where you log in for your dashboard, and they'll actually get those credentials for you tomorrow morning during your onboarding call. So, and okay. they'll send the link to you again too. So if you want, you can close that window out. And it updated on my end, so that's awesome. So, the voice verification. The voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to DoneRight. It is also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
DoneRight Appliance Repair.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Okay, sorry. Title is business owner? Or?
And, yep, that's perfect. And then your name.
Okay. Okay, Brandon Russell.
Thank you.
Business.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Lost my spot. Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to your communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment, so I'm going to break this out. Your payment for the initial term and account setup are charged on today's date, October 26, 2022, for the MAP programming at a discounted, non-refundable amount of $248, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward for the MAP programming, lost my spot again, your flat monthly rate is $149 beginning November 26th. For the Google Guaranteed charges, we sent through a one-time $250 application fee for Google. On your flat rate for the MAP programming, there are no additional click fees, call fees, taxes, or charges of any kind. And then, of course, you know for the Google Guaranteed, when you talk to your technician about that, you'll set up a budget with them, how much you want to spend. I think your minimum was $261, if I remember right, and you were talking about going higher than that. So when you talk to your tech, they'll take what you want for your budget and get that all squared away for you. Read this the right way. For the local MAP programming, the $149 is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 26th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Brandon. And You're all set. If we missed anything, I may need to make an appointment for you with your Google Guaranteed Tech. I'll check on that. Everybody else has abandoned me for the day. So I'll check with them in the morning if I need any other info or if I need to set another appointment with you. I'll give you a call. But otherwise, I'll be calling you with your map programming tech at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Any last questions before I let you back to your night?
No, that will do it.
All right. Well, you have a good night, Brandon, and thank you for your patience and the puppy barks, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Gail, and I appreciate you.
No problem. You have a good night.
Hope you do too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.